WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. Sunny skies, 74 degrees, going to get up to 95 steamy degrees today. I'm Chris Miller. You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're on CN2, that's Comporum Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. And we continue to stack the guests in here this morning. We have now our friends from Max Abilities, Michelle Schaefer's with us. Of course, she is the CEO of Max Abilities. And these are the important ones here, Michelle. We have Jacob Stanley and Kevin Prevett, and you can tell us what they are doing here today.
Well, you know, at Max Abilities, we love to highlight our friends when they do fun and interesting things. And these guys participated recently in the USA Games in Minneapolis for Special Olympics on the softball team. And I thought it might be fun just for them to be able to share a little bit about their experience and what they learned and what they enjoyed while they were there.
Well, we got Jacob Stanley and Kevin Prevett. Kevin, we'll start with you. First off, what position did you play for the team?
Right field.
Right field, okay. And we were talking off air. You said you prefer hitting over fielding?
Yes, sir.
All right. What was the experience like getting to play in the USA Games in Minnesota?
Meet new people, meet new friends, and we've been training since January.
Okay. Now, how long have you been playing softball?
I've been playing softball since it's been a while.
Been a bunch of years. What made you want to start playing softball?
It started when I wanted to play American League.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, what about you, Jacob? What position did you play for the team?
Right field, left field, and third base.
Oh, third base. Third base is a big position. Got to make that How are you making that throw over to first?
It's pretty hard sometimes. It really is.
It's got to have a good arm to play third base. I know.
Which I do.
I coach a baseball team. We always got the guy with our best arm playing third base to make that throw. So what was your experience like getting to play on Team USA or South Carolina team at the USA Games?
It was actually really cool.
Okay.
Because that like she said is that that was my first Special Olympics, and it was totally nonstop go.
What made you want to start playing softball?
It was actually Miracle Park, actually.
Okay.
And just playing around with some of those guys, training them, and different things.
What other sports have you played
for Special Olympics?
Just in general, like what other sports in your life?
I did basketball for a little bit and got out of that. I did, like I said, Miracle Park. I haven't really done other sports yet.
But. Okay. Now, what do you enjoy so much about playing at Miracle Park?
That I can actually step up and help people and show them and be a leader.
Okay. Now, when you said you prefer batting as well. Are you a power hitter? Or are you like a gap hitter, singles hitter?
It depends.
Okay. It depends. Do you enjoy going hitting the ball deep, or do you like just say, I want to get a single?
It just depends on where you hit it, really. Mm-hmm. Because if you hit it in the gap, like I did, there's the catcher caught two of them anyways.
Okay.
So it's just you got to hit it just in the right spot to get it where you want it.
Michelle, how did these two young men get selected for the Team South Carolina?
Well, it all started, again, like they've mentioned, at our local Miracle teams, and they play for the Dodgers, which is the team that Max Ability sponsors. Yay. And they're just really good. And Jacob is being very modest here. He started off as a player, and then he's kind of advanced to where he helps a lot of the other players work on their skills. He's kind of a natural athlete. And so we've been really proud to watch him kind of bloom into a leadership position. So when the opportunity, and you have to shout out Megan Caldwell, because she really wanted to have a team, and she worked hard to make that happen for our local players. And, you know, so all of this, I think, came like a selection process from mm-hmm. our local players. And the team was developed, and they have been practicing and working on, you know, getting all the logistics together. I mean, things like getting real IDs, you know.
Yeah.
There's a process to this, and they've worked hard for months to be prepared and to be ready. And I think it's just been a magnificent experience for them.
I like the jersey. I like the colors. Yours, Kevin, looks like almost like Coastal Carolina colors. Which jersey y'all? One's wearing the home, one's wearing the. Which jersey do you prefer, Kevin? What's your favorite?
This one.
You like the white? What about you?
Blue.
But see, they're wearing the ones that they're. Did y'all plan this each to wear a different jersey? Okay. Y'all just both. So they clearly.
I was really proud that this early in the morning they even thought to wear a jersey.
Right. Well, they walk in now. What number were you, Kevin?
21.
Why did you choose 21? Was that just what you were assigned? Okay. What about you? What's your number?
77.
Did you get to choose that, or they just gave? Why did you choose 77?
Because of my faith.
Okay. Nice. Well, any words of advice that you guys have for people who would like to be in your shoes one day? How what it takes to get to be able to play for Team South Connor? Keep working hard.
Keep digging.
Just work hard, and one day you might get to be where I did.
Well, guys, you guys have done an awesome job representing not just our community but the state of South Carolina. So, thank you for doing that on such a high level.
Yes, sir.
Michelle, any closing thoughts from you on what it meant to have these individuals represent not just our area but Max Abilities and the state of South Carolina as a whole?
Well, I think it's just it's heartwarming to see people have opportunities that I've never had this opportunity.
Absolutely.
And just to be able to help facilitate experiences that help them grow and broaden their horizons and, just become the great people that they've always been, but on a higher level. That just is, it's the thing that makes coming in and working hard every day worth it. And we're just so proud of them, and they should be proud of themselves for their accomplishments.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming in here with us for a few minutes, and thank you for representing Team South Carolina so well.
Yes, sir.
That's Jacob Stanley, Kevin Brevett, and Michelle Schaefer from Max Abilities. It is 7:48 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.